Hello, this is Kathleen Lavelle, your roving reporter for the Society of Neurolinguistic Programming. Our guest today is Elvis Keith Lester from Florida. Hello, Elvis.
How are you doing?
Good to have you here with us today.
My pleasure.
And we are in the sunny state of Florida at the NLP Seminars events in Orlando with Richard. And Elvis has been helping us out here. And you also have an institute in Florida.
Yes, Execulearn Institute in Ybor City in Tampa.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been around NLP?
Well, started out in 89, and then I got my practitioner in 91, trainers in 94 and 95, just after DHE, and that's where I met you guys, John and you, mm-hmm. and ever since then, so quite a while, 15 plus years.
Yeah. How long have you been a trainer?
About 12 years, 10, 12 years.
Oh. Yeah. Now, your institute is called Execulearn, mm-hmm. and what are some of the things that you do there?
Well, we work for companies doing communication trainings, coaching. We do modeling projects. I also do headhunting, finding the right talent for the right job, and I work with my wife, Donna.
And that's right.
Yep. And we're doing a practitioner coming up actually in June with John and you. So got to get that in there.
Really? Yeah. We've met so many NLP trainers whose wives have, you know, come into the business and helped out with the trainings, and
right.
we've had some really powerful dynamic teams come out of that. So Don helps you out at the office.
Oh,
and
yeah.
she has a medical background as well.
She does, yeah. She does in healthcare and medical, and we recruit in the pharmaceutical and home infusion, that kind of thing.
But, fabulous. Yeah. And she's attended some NLP courses.
Yes, she has. She attended actually in, I think it was 94, 95, DHE with me. And at that time, she was pregnant, and we didn't realize what was going on with her, but she was having some complications. So we had been working on some of the pain she was in. And at the end of the training, we went into Mount Zion Hospital, had to have emergency surgery. And all the things that we had worked on prepared her to deal with that. And we had really, you know, were concerned about mm-hmm. whether or not she could handle childbirth.
Right.
And turns out it was a lot more than childbirth that she had to handle at that time. But it really worked out perfect because we, you know, had already done the homework.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, DHE, of course, is, for those who don't know listening, Design Human Engineering, which is an evolution of neurolinguistic programming.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of your favorite courses that you've taken over the years?
Well, DHE is one of them, actually, yeah. for me, because it allows me to really look at things more systemically and systematically, and opens up the whole landscape of the mind, you know, to mm-hmm. play with and to work with. So I think a lot of people can benefit from that as, you know, a real systemic way of doing NLP. Yeah.
When you work with some of your business clients,
right.
What do you think the one difference is, if you could pick one, between what you have done without NLP mm-hmm. and what you're able to do now with NLP?
Well, I mean, communicate, get understanding, gather information, look at it from their perspective, what's going on, in determining, you know, present state, working with well-formed conditions, making mm-hmm. sure we meet all those things, and the language, the installation, you know, the power of the state, and yeah. getting them to realize all that. So it's really amazing.
And some persuasion engineering
That's
thrown
right.
in there,
yeah.
too.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
I don't think we mentioned where in Florida your institute is.
It's in Tampa.
You're down in
yep,
Tampa.
New studio down in Ybor City. And we just held an event there just past week, actually. It was a lot of fun. Had lots of things going on. We had 23 restaurants in the area, so it's really a lot of fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
And when you first started taking NLP, mm-hmm. And at some point you decided to become a trainer of NLP and actually teach the course.
That's right. So
if you had someone in that position now come up to you who's thinking about becoming an NLP trainer, any advice you would give them?
Yes, I think one of the best things for me was working with the techniques and the technology. As a at that time, I was a counselor, mental health counselor, practicing probably 30, 40 hours a week. So I got a lot of time doing the change work and really seeing the results that it made in people and how they changed their lives. So I think getting a real thorough immersion into that, knowing those techniques and technology, and then, you know, doing some tasters, you know, to get out there and just start doing it, you know, and putting it out into the community and that kind of thing. But also, you know, quote unquote, don't quit your day job. You know, you got to have those business skills and marketing skills. And I say set longer term goals as well as short term, and build a team, you know, to have people around you that that are going to be support to you, you know, and develop a system like you guys have, you know, an excellent system that makes it, you know, work every time.
And, thank you. You have a particular situation that might have come up that you find amusing, still makes you giggle when you think about it. Something from one of your NLP trainings?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the first trainings I did, a byproduct of the training was really interesting, and it was particularly interesting to my wife. And, you know, we had no expectations that it would happen or not, but it'd be a sexual enhancement. A couple of people were noticing, you know, that it really made their love life better, you know. And I remember one of the back of the stage things that Richard did. I think it was NLP, hypnotic, you know, enhancing hypnosis. And he brought me up on stage, and he made my sex life 100 times better. And my wife stood up and applauded. And, you could tell it was her. She was really happy about that.
I guess she is. And still is.
Yeah, she still is.
So do you have any hopes, goals, dreams down the road for ExecuLearn? Where's it going?
Well, you know, the main thing, I think, is to really just integrate into the business world even more so than it is now, the NLP and technology, and, you know, working with large companies globally. That's one of the aspirations I have, and we're doing that. And, you know, traveling quite a bit, working with companies and doing communication trainings and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, doing practitioners, that's really important as well, to get that knowledge out there, you know, to extend it and to keep doing it. And one of the things that I've learned, I think, from Richard is to go first, you know, and I have the website gofirst.com. That's one of the things that's always stuck with me, is that, you know, you want to go and do it and then see what you get and, you know, tweak it from there. And so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, learn from what doesn't work and, you know, do better the next time, so.
Is there a particular line or phrase from something Richard has either written or from the stage during a seminar that really is profound for you? It's changed your life in some ways.
In the beginning, I think I met Richard on the first day of a seminar, and I had sunglasses on. I was all, you know, jazzed to get going, and I started to step into the room. They were getting the room ready. And so I thought, you know, I'm pretty cool, you know, so I was young then, you know, and I still am, but, you know, the next time he saw me with glasses, I think I was in the seminar, actually had sunglasses on, and he said, "That's not going to work." And I think it took me like, well, I don't know if he was talking about my sunglasses or not, but it took me so long to figure out, what is he saying to me? What is he saying? Because, you know, he has a way of one lines just sticks with you and works on your mind. And I know he has something for me every seminar that I need to catch and capture and to learn from. And that happened to be it. And Go First, obviously. That was one of my big taglines. And really has stuck with me quite a bit to direct me. Yeah.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck in the future.
Well, thank you.
And we are looking forward to doing the practitioner and master practitioner with you.
That's right.
And we're expecting great things down the road.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much, Elvis, for taking this time to be with us, and have a great day.
God bless.
So now I get to say it. Elvis has left the building.
Thank you.
This is Kathleen Laval, your roving reporter for the Society of Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and bringing you another NLP trainer from around the world soon.